Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
In a roaring stadium, their silence is deafening. 136 Israelis are still being held hostage by Hamas. Bring them home.
Coming at you live from DNHQ in beautiful South Pasadena, California, this is the Blue Heaven Podcast. What's going on, Dodgers Nation? My name is Clint. You can find me as Real FRG on the Twitter and Instagram.
My name is Eric Gill. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. That is at EEULAU.
Man, you didn't even address that you're not Brooke.
I think people have noticed. He's a little better looking. He's taller. He usually wears the Budweiser hat. So I think people are kind of clued into that.
He is here in
He's
honor.
With us.
Yes,
so
you're pinch hitting for Brooke tonight. Well, he is on assignment, we'll say. Guys, before we get into the show, we got to remind you this is a podcast that is in the audio and all that. We're on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, everywhere your podcasts are available for free. Go there, subscribe to us, leave reviews if you can. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/DodgersNationTV. Hit that bell, hit a thumbs up. You'll be happy. He'll be happy. Doug will be happy. And Brooke will do a barrel roll. On today's show, of course, we're talking about Max Muncy. There's a breakout star on the loose in the minor leagues. Oh, no, wait. No, this one's about the other guy. This one's about the guy who's already there, who's a friend of the show. You like him. You love him. We love him. One minor leaguer who's in the minor leagues who can help and is having a breakout year. Position players pitching. We'll talk a little bit about that because why not? And a whole lot more. So, yeah, we're also a live stream.
Don't forget, we are live stream. Make sure to drop in the comments. Let us know where you are repping Dodgers Nation from. Area codes are supported, especially 805, because that is the best phone code around. Not an area code, excuse me. Make sure to drop in the comments. Let us know what you think of the Dodgers, about the perfect game that people are already claiming we ruined for Tyler Anderson just now, which was bound to happen. Sorry about that, Mr. Tyler Anderson.
Listen, he lost it 3-4 minutes before.
He did.
We hit the live button. I see the comments. People are understanding why we're not why we're on right now. We don't want to wait for the end of the game. I don't want to be here and start a show at like 8. I'm just not that dedicated to you guys. I'm sorry.
I live here, so
he lives here.
I do not care what time it starts. I am like wildly indifferent upon what time we do this, but here we are.
Yeah. You know, you should you get that girthier sound if it's closer
to
your
mouth. Do I need the girthier sound? Well, I was hoping my sound engineer would kind of set me up for success here.
Well,
because I'm new here.
I'm new.
Like this?
Right, oh, right. And almost. No, no. Like
a really,
little more up.
It really sags, though, when it.
Yeah, well, do a tippy. No, do one of these. Do one of these. Is this great? Is this great?
This is great. This is great radio. It's like, man, that Eric guy's an idiot. Doesn't even know use a mic stand.
I was digging into some
how
of the comments.
How do you get on the show? Let's dig into the comments.
Let's see. Stream positions. Ask why you're all live. Watch the game. We were watching the game, and we know. We feel confident. Dave even feels confident enough to take out Trey Turner in his home return there at that place. A lot of love For Max Muncy, Funky Muncy in the lineup, says Daniel, says keep Muncy in the lineup. He will turn around. Ophelia says Muncy will be fine. That's the hope. You do feel that he finds a way to turn around. We'll dig more into Muncy along the way. Juice Nero says mad that we're in the game. AB says we ruined the perfect game. Having some fun in the
We
comments.
Have the timestamps to show that we did not ruin the perfect game.
You darn tootin'.
Yeah. We don't have legal representation, but if we needed to prove that we didn't ruin the perfect game, we will hire a lawyer.
I got a guy. He used to work here. Carnivorous Lunar Activity says I have MLB Network and YouTube TV. The game is blacked out and MASN app wouldn't work. So he's stuck with Charlie Steiner, who's apparently back.
I've spent many evenings with Charlie Steiner, not in the flesh, but in my ears and phrasing. And, you know, it gets the job done. But I actually think it's Jose Mota and Rick Monday tonight.
I read Charlie Steiner. Should you tell me Juice or Carnivorous Lunar Activity is lying right now?
Carnivorous Lunar Activity seems like a great person, and I don't want to throw wild accusations around here my first time pinch hitting.
Wait, now I'm seeing a comment that it's raining, that it started raining. We were going to leave the game on in the background, but we figured I don't want to get popped on YouTube for doing that. So, you know, here we are. Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a rain delay happening.
You could say that we're the human rain delay.
We are the human rain delay. By the way, Pedro Baez is back. What are your thoughts on La Mula being back?
Such a Dodgers move.
Right.
Like, signs big contract with a team that nobody likes, gets DFA'd, and the Dodgers are like, we'll take that. Reclamation project, sign us up.
Welcome home, Pedro. That was an interesting move. It makes sense. You really hope you don't have to see him back in L.A.
That means a lot of things went bad.
Yeah. If we hit that point, something went terribly awry. But
isn't there a pitch clock? Does the PCL use a pitch clock?
They do.
How is that going to work for him?
He going to learn today is what's going to happen. Pedro Baez, watch him. Well, I mean, if he makes it out of right now, he's just doing like instructs at Arizona while he still builds up. Because boy has had a lot of problems since he left L.A. But he did leave L.A. a World Series champion. So that's a thing. That is a thing. Moving on, a couple more comments here. Dave says, great game going on. Yeah, there was, and now we're on, which is also a great game. So, you know.
Ryan Montes asks us DN post-game today. I don't know the answer to that question.
You got a DN in-game? No post-game today. You should have one tomorrow. Doug should be live after the game, possibly from here in DNHQ, but probably not. Before we get into the good stuff, guys, before we get into all the Muncy talk, it's an ad. You got to do an ad. 162 games of baseball in a six-month span. That could just feel like a lot of baseball. It could feel like a grind to watch, but you could put the excitement back in each game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, and props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. And, of course, getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use our promo code DodgersNation. That's all one word. Dodgers has an S on it. A lot of people forget about that. DodgersNation. All one word to claim your MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. So go ahead and sign up using what's the promo code?
Dodgers Nation.
That's
with an
right.
S.
With an S. To secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie.
In a roaring stadium, their silence is deafening. 136 Israelis are still being held hostage by Hamas. Bring them home.
I bet you there's a $1. I bet you $1 there's a John Boy breakdown of Pedro Baez having trouble with the AAA pitch clock.
I would really love to pay somebody that $1 to see that. So the first little thing we got to talk about before Muncy is I called this WTFBH, We Are BH, Blue Heaven. So 2 weeks ago, you know, me and Brooke talked about how everything was falling apart. They had just lost 3 of 4 to the Phillies. The pitching staff was looking atrocious. Walker threw a stinker. Julio threw a stinker. And Kirsch had just gone down with his back thing, which was only going to take the 2 weeks to come back.
Just a flare-up.
Last week, you know, things were fine. You know, we said it was bad. Or then we said everything was good. Everything went bad. last week we said everything is broken, and then they go and win 7 in a row. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with this show because they're doing well. They should be on an 8-game winning streak, but it looks like it's going to be a 9 of 8. Let's look at some good stuff before we get into Muncy. I'm just really trying to put off this Muncy talk. I feel like it's been already spoken about so much.
Yeah, I mean, you know it's a big deal when High Heat, Dave Roberts, is on the MLB morning show with Juana Rizzo, and the first question is about Max Muncy, a game-ending error, which was a bad error, but it's May. I know he's not bad in the best, but I don't want to ruin that Muncy segment here. I don't want to tip my hand. I don't want to tip my pitch.
Damn it, you're going to have to wait. Positive news first. Mookie Betts, killing it.
Crushing it.
Crushing the game.
2020 Mookie Betts is back.
Before today's game, Monday's game, and if you're watching live or listening, whatever, he was heading into Monday play, batting .330, OPS over 1,000, 8 homers over his last 22 games. That's the type of line that gets the job done during that stretch.
Fifth in weighted runs created plus.
Destroying the ball.
Fifth in weighted runs created plus. Second in ISO power behind only Mike Trout. Anytime you're only trailing Mike Trout, he's pretty solid when he's healthy.
Got a chance?
Yeah,
chance
exactly.
To make it in this league.
He's fifth in – he doesn't swing at pitches outside the zone. He's only swinging at 25.8% of pitches outside the zone. And he has the lowest swinging strike rate in baseball. All these stats are since April 27th. The lowest swinging strike in baseball. So when he is swinging, he's making contact. That is what we saw in 2020.
Hard contact right now, yeah. Everything. And – They point to, he talks about, you could tell in the first month and a half of the season, he was not having fun. He was pressing. He was trying to hit for results. And then he hit that point where he just made a change. He decided to have fun and play the game instead of forcing the game. And you could see the difference in somebody enjoying themselves or what we're doing.
Yeah, apparently that Goggins book, really changed his life, which, respect, whatever you got to do. I think he was really trying to make up for 2021. It's like, those games are gone. I know he played, below his average, but he was still an average baseball player last year. But I really feel like he was pressing early on the season to make up for last year. And it's funny, too, when you hear about, maybe his hip's not right. And all of a sudden, I haven't heard a word about any past injury about Mookie Betts. Everything's just great now. Yeah. So I think that's kind of people playing the results there. But, yeah, it's been awesome to see. And, look, I'm happy that we're stuck with him, as some people on Twitter would like to say. It's great to see Mookie back. And you've been able to see what it does for that Dodgers offense on a nightly basis when you have that dangerous of a
leadoff. What is he that they're going to be now, 21-5? Whenever he scores a run, I think that's what the stat was.
I think that was the stat entering play yesterday, right?
Or when he's able to contribute to a win or to a game, the Dodgers tend to win, and that's the perfect table setter. There's a reason Mookie and all of his steak and non-veganness.
Oh, God.
There's a reason Mookie is your leadoff guy, not Trey Turner, who, by the way, had a great homecoming game in Washington, 3 RBI, and he gets to be able to, sit the final couple innings and sit through the rain delay, not have to worry about that, and we get to see a little bit of what Gavin Lux could do at shortstop again, which could be important coming up in the offseason. Hamilton's checking in from Pittsburgh.
Underrated city.
Sorry to hear that.
Apparently you disagree. Underrated city, Hamilton.
I hear they got a great ballpark, and that's about it.
It's got a cool downtown.
The Steel City.
The Steel City. Andy Warhol Museum's pretty cool. I'll spare you the details.
Go Birds.
Oh, I forgot about your whole thing with
Fly Eagles, fly, baby.
Yeah, I heard your whole thing. Yeah, I forgot about your Eagles problem.
I don't really care. I've never been to Pittsburgh. Good on you guys. One of the other good things that's been really helping through this, this entire season, one friend of the show, Tony F. Gonsolin, the Catman. Anthony, my God, is getting the job done. Are you at a point, before we get into the numbers, before we look at all the things of why he's doing so good, are you waiting for the clock to strike midnight with Tony, or is this what you think Gonsolin can be?
I've bought a lot of Tony Gonsolin stock over the last couple of years, and I'm not going to sell it now.
I think
we're going to the moon.
I didn't know he was publicly traded, but I guess baseballers tend to be with other fantasies and whatnot.
Yeah, I think I think Tony, I've said it in the past, I think he has all the potential to be a top 25 starter down the road in Major League Baseball. I still think he has all of the stuff, and you're starting to see him put it all together. He talked about getting some advice from Clayton Kershaw throughout this offseason about being more efficient and not just trying to get strikeouts. He still has some control and command issues, but I think he has a ton of potential. And I've kind of always liked what I've seen from him, and I think this is kind of just the beginning.
The biggest thing with Anthony Gonson, with Goose, with the Catman, with Meow Mix, whatever you want to call him, he's got to be pitching. He's got to stay on a routine. It plays up so much for that split finger fastball. You got to have that feeling of that pitch every fourth, fifth, or sixth day. And you're seeing that right now. You're seeing him stay locked in for justice. It's just for you. He's pitching every fifth day and he's looking good. Second on the team heading into Monday's play, second on the team in wins above replacement, tied with Freddie Freeman. Mookie's leading the team, by the way. 4-0 because wins are important. Because you had a whole thing about Kershaw going 4-0 the first time in his career. You know, I'm just saying.
I had a thing because it's an interesting stat that helped us create content. I do not care about wins. My position has been very clear on wins. But no, we're having a good time. I think the biggest thing that leaped out at me looking at Tony Gonsolin's numbers this year is the ground ball rate. 47.4%. That's the highest of his career.
Which tells you that sinker and, more importantly, that slider are working.
Exactly. Yeah. And like,
that sinker's our splitter.
I like the cutter too at 13.6%. That's the highest he's thrown it this year. So he's redone his mix a little bit, but he's still going to kind of live and die with that splitter. Like when that splitter's going well, you saw what happened on Sunday. He looks really, really good, but I think he still has some things to tighten up control wise as well.
Well, I mean, he's always going to walk dudes because the nature of a split finger fastball is to not be in the strike zone very much. Because if it's in the strike zone, they go and hit it, and it's going to go pretty far. But if the bottom's dropping out, you're going to get that weak contact. You just hope you got a good defense behind you. Hi, Max. The slider, another one. That's a big addition to the repertoire this season, throwing it more than he ever has. Mm-hmm. He used to be very heavy on that fastball, sometimes get it up 96, 97. But just don't worry about that. Just get the weak contact, stay in the game, and he's been a godsend for this rotation. So, tops on the team, right? 1.62 ERA, so best ERA on the team amongst the starters. Fourth
in the NL.
In the National League.
Fifth
amongst
in baseball.
All starters with at least 30 innings pitched and fifth in baseball. He's just not qualified, or he's just not reached that innings plateau to be qualified, but he's killing it. He's killing the game. Buy your stock on Tony Gonsolin. The guy's the real deal.
Great example, too, of how maybe always having to make players versatile doesn't always benefit the player the most.
Some money take
because I love how the Dodgers do that. We've seen it with, you know, Chris Taylor is the golden boy example of that, or Ross Stripling, old friend of the show. Tony Gonsolin is not built to be a swing guy. He's not meant to be a bullpen. Like, just to casually tell him that he's going to be starting Game 6 of the World Series like hours before, like that should not be happening. Like, he's just not built either way. That's the mental makeup or the stuff or how they're sequencing.
He hasn't learned that yet. He really hasn't. Maybe he could learn that. And you know, we'll say Dodgers fans are gifted or blessed with having somebody like Ross Stripling who could do that so well. But that is a very, very difficult.
It's a rare breed.
Yeah, it's something they teach you. They don't teach you to be that guy at AA or AAA. If you're somebody who's good enough to be at the big leagues, they're probably training you or guiding you to either be an A starter or number five starter, somebody that can get you some innings, or, you know, mid relief, whatever the hell it is. Not, all right, sometimes you're going to start, sometimes you're going to leave. And I think, you know, they get into the habit of doing that a little bit too much, especially in the post Ross Stripling era with Gonsolin's, with the Dustin May types, even though, you know, May was starting to start, you know, 21. But, you know, you do want to see a little bit more consistency there. Another guy who would like to see a little bit more consistency as we wrap up the good parts of stuff, Edwin Rios. What Eddie is doing right now is impressive as hell. Shake that pepper shaker. Somebody gift that for me. 935 heading into play on Monday. 935 OPS. He has five dongs, which is second most on the team heading into play. But he's done it in less than half as many games. Today was game number 18 for him. This was game number 41 for the Dodgers. The question is, how do you get this guy in the lineup more? And maybe that means less Max Muncy. Max Muncy has not had a good season. He had a bad season in 2020. They were able to mask their way around it thanks to the DH. They're kind of lucking out again in some ways. You know, Cody Bellinger's not having a horrible black hole of a season. So that's not really, you don't have like five dudes that are just absolutely shitting the bed. And I think that's where you're able to weather Muncy having a stretch like this, but the error absolutely amplified like everything, the microcosm of whatever the hell is going on with Max Muncy. He did get a hit today. I think they're putting that ball on his mantle over his fireplace. But what are you seeing with Max? What can this team do with the kid?
I mean, he's just missing pitches. We've all seen it. I'm not going to bore anyone with some heavy stats and all that. It's just you see him missing
they're
pitches.
Here.
You're seeing him miss pitches that he used to crush.
Yeah.
And I think he only has 4 extra base hits in the month of May. The on-base percentage, he's still well above league average. And for you people that only believe in batting average and on-base percentage, stop watching this podcast. Just kidding. Please watch, subscribe, rate, review. He's still well above league average because that walk rate is so high. But I don't think sending him to the minors is the right call. I think if you want to give him a day or two off, if I was Dave Roberts, I would.
Give him a blow,
as Dave would say. But people calling for him to go to the minors. I mean, I'm sorry. If they didn't send Cody Bellinger down last year, they're not sending Muncy down. And I thought Dave put it perfectly with his quote of, you know, it would be incredibly reactionary to sit Muncy today. This is from Bill Plunk of the Orange County Register. He's like, I'm gonna play him. The best thing for him is to play. And it's like my favorite movie, Top Gun. Just get him back up there. You know, just get him right back on the horse. It's not a paid advertisement, by the way.
Go see Top Gun in theaters, kids.
Great movie.
Happy 1986.
Those are my Muncy thoughts.
I see the value. I don't see a value in sending him to the minors. That was a big time send Cody the minors in 2018.
That was
in 2018. That was the second season. That was a long time ago. In this case, we got a dude who is not a minor league like option. You don't send Max Muncy there. I think what you need to do with Max is... It happened in, 2014, 2015, where Adrian Gonzalez was mired in like a really just god-awful slump for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And he said it himself. He's like, I'm going to take like 3 days off. Like, show up, don't swing a bat, don't do anything. Maybe, you know, you show up, you do your drills before the game or whatever, but you don't even cleat up during the game. You are sitting there to be a spectator only. It's a 26-man roster. They can find a way to make it a 25-man roster. They did it for 100-some-odd years before in baseball. Let him just take in the game on the bench as a spectator, take his mind off of the numbers and chasing stats, chasing the home run ball, which I think is the big thing with him. And you can see the swing is not good. It's not the Muncy swing. It's not a very pure swing. But let him take a breather and, you know, three games off, get him back in there, and then you ride him. You see what happens. Because this is a dude, as our Doug McCain pointed out, you can look it up, but Doug buttoned it up nicely in a tweet on the Twitter. You know, he has the most homers as a Dodger since 2018, most runs batted in, the most runs scored. He leads the team in weighted runs created plus and in wins above replacement. The dude has been a dude.
Yeah.
Since becoming a Dodger full-time in 2018. And, you know, Dontrell Willis said in the pregame, he's going to be a guy that this team, or during the game, he is going to be a guy this team needs to get to the promised land once again. But right now, I mean, you heard him. Like, it almost felt like he was in a cry answering Bill Plunkett's question.
Yeah, that was the look of a broken man yesterday.
Very broken man, and it sucks. And you know, this isn't Mad Max or, you know, whatever. This is sad Muncy right now, and that ain't right. He is so in his own head, and it's destroying his game, and he's not having a good, straight up not having a good time. So let him sit for a little bit, and you know, go from there.
I like that you said the whole mental thing, the whole top 2 inches approach. I like your golfing approach for Muncy. It's like, you know, when you I always suck at golf, but sometimes.
Attaboy.
Not playing golf for a while, and mm-hmm. then you come back and you can play. You just play better, and I like that approach with Muncy. Like, hey, we're gonna give you 3 days off. Like you said, don't even put your cleats on. You're gonna be here in gear, but like, you're just here to watch, to clear your head, and that could actually really help him. So 2 or 3 straight days off, absolutely. But send him to the minors. I mean, did we become this overreactionary, crazy Yankees-ish fan base? Like, the guy was an MVP candidate last summer.
Yeah.
And it's like, send him to the minors. Like, you just listed off the stats. Like, under no circumstances should they send Max Muncy to the minors.
Yeah. Do you think the elbow is an issue?
Yes. He bumped it on a catching a foul ball today and was like immediately rubbing it after. Like the elbow, like we definitely.
I mean, he said it. He said like it's not going to be right this season.
He said that in spring training. Yeah. He said it's not going to be 100% for a while. I feel like in my mind, the chain of events was everyone very concerned about his elbow. Him saying his elbow is going to be okay, but not 100%. We all forgot about it. Then he started hitting poorly, and now it's the elbow again.
I mean, you have your cheater's way out there. If you're able to say it's the elbow, give him some time on the IL, which Maddie Man 5 suggests. I'm not on that boat yet. One thing you do take into consideration, though, with the elbow is that he really didn't start hitting until spring training. He didn't do much. Right. He's not in game shape, and he's already a thick boy. He's a husky boy. He's got to put in a little bit of work. You know, hit the old bencheroo there a few times in the offseason. He's not able to do that possibly while he's letting the elbow heal, and his strength isn't quite there. So he's trying to force it. You can kind of see sometimes with a bat head, he's late or he's trying to cast it out to force bat speed, and it's not there.
Yeah, the contact just hasn't been good, and I mean the walk rate speaks for itself. He's clearly, and that's what they said in their broadcast. He's hunting, clearly seen the ball well.
You also wonder if he's hunting walks though at some point, and he's not, and then he's like, oh shh, and then he's late.
Oh, he's
on
definitely
the
hunting walks. I would say, like, but at this point, that's his contribution to the team, and that's the best he can do at the moment. And in this phrase of Moneyball, do you care about how they get on base? No, we don't. So as long as he gets to first base and it's not a hit by a pitch, we're all good. But yeah, the elbow thing is definitely a very real variable in this. And Dave Roberts said as much this morning on High Heat as well.
Not a sponsor. Checking the chat.
Just giving
a
people
bit.
Some facts.
Checking the chat a little bit here. Katie is in the stream. She says first. And she's like, comment, not number first. So appreciate you hanging out with us, Katie. As always, I saw Roach is in the stream saying first as well. And if he could blame us for losing the perfect game. Can we do that? Yeah, sure, why not? Do whatever you want.
Whatever makes you feel good.
We appreciate you.
IB Strokin says, bring back Max Buncey.
Did like the bunt.
Nice way to get on base. We do not care how he gets there. Just need to get there.
They need that juice ball back, the bunt homer. Lock it in for fun.
You almost burned your second lock into the justice.
Oh, that was like, number four or five, by the way. But y'all didn't mark it on the board, so
we'll get out our markers after this.
So there are two options. There's enough bodies. That's why I mentioned before, like Edwin Rios, you find a way to get him in the lineup. Dave did mention between our last podcast and this podcast that he ideally wants to get JT DHing more instead of playing as much third. That goes against what I'm going to say here, because then you have JT playing third. You get Max Muncy his blow as is needed. And you got Eddie DHing, which sure he DH'd today. JT sitting, though, doesn't do as well. There are a couple options at the minor league levels that can help potentially get him a couple days off and get him some Muncy a couple days off and get him get his mind right. Michael Busch is one who's absolutely tearing the cover off the ball in 2022. He hasn't done as well at AAA so far, six games heading into Monday. He's hitting .250. He's got a homer, but the game looks like it's catching up to him a little bit there at AAA, but AA is phenomenal. OPS was over 1,100 at AA. He had 11 home runs in whatever, like 20-some-odd games, and Michael Busch is a dude you guys should be starting to learn a lot more about. You can check out some stuff over at our sister site, Dodgers 2080. I do believe Doug and Tim also talked about it in a couple recent videos on our YouTube channel, so hit that subscribe. I'm going to whore out that subscribe button again, but I don't want to hear the click, so I'm going to turn off the button. Mikey Busch is one option. Play some second base, play some left field, so you have the option of maybe just plugging him at second base. I don't think he's an elite defender in any way. Or maybe moving CT to 2B and you get somebody like Bush in left field. Do you go that route? The dude not on the 40-man either. Do you go the Bush route?
I'm a big fan of Anweiser Bush. I'm not a big fan of bringing Bush up. Look, it's way
not
too early.
And not then, a big Bush fan.
And the optics of you're not only are you benching Max Muncy, which we just agreed you should do, then you're going to bring up a guy who just recently got to AAA like an hour ago to take your spot for a couple of days. Like that is, I thought Dodgers fans were overreacting already. Like people are going to go nuts if that happens. I don't think that's going to happen. Michael Busch will be part of this team's future. Maybe he's a September call-up, but look, he cannot field at all. Like Fangraphs is usually pretty kind to people on the scouting report. It's not word for, but it's pretty much Bush is a horrible fielder.
Yeah.
He's an incredible bat.
Yeah.
He's a horrible fielder, incredible bat. So there will be an opportunity for him down the road on this team. I think the ETN MLB pipeline was next year, which I think is probably more accurate, especially with, you know, what's happened with Trey Turner and Gavin Lux, the middle of the infield, blah, blah, blah. I don't think you call it Michael Bush. I think that's a little soon.
The other guy who some folks are going to be mad at me for not going the Jake Lamb route, Rake Lamb, who's still he's been hot, but who's been hotter all season at AAA, Kevin Pillar. And I was big time on the Kevin Pillar train at the end of spring training, which is when they signed his ass. He got, like, what, 11 at-bats or whatever. But he ripping the cover off the ball at AAA. Premium defensive outfielder.
You hate his defense. Look, you have a point. You have a point that he over-exaggerates some of the catches.
He's a gamesman. He plays for the old web gyms, you know. Does ESPN still do that? Do they still have web gyms?
I don't think so. I don't think they like begrudgingly cover baseball at this point. I actually don't know if they do web gyms or not. But look, I mean, he is a dive and thrive guy, not a five and dive guy. But some of the defensive run save metrics would back it up that he, at one time, maybe not anymore, was an elite defensive outfielder. I don't know if that's anymore. But that is something I would consider, because instead it's like, hey, it's an easier sell job. We're bringing up Pillar.
You stash him in left field a little bit. He's not going to be much worse than Pollock has been the last couple of years when he was here. And if you get a dude who's riding a hot bat right now, I think it adds a little more optionality. They're still not playing Edwin Rios enough, in my opinion. They can't put him in the outfield. You find a way to do that. Get CT some more time at 2B. And, you know, Taylor's not having a phenomenal year by any stretch of the imagination.
The strikeout rate is pretty alarming for Chris Taylor.
Yeah. And that's saying something, because my boy loves to strike out.
I think he has the highest strikeout rate on the team still.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was him and Edwin Rios, but Rios didn't have enough at-bats. If only there's a way to look it up. Rios is at 39.6%.
Let's ask Eric. Eric's the number. Oh, shit.
What?
Zubata, huh?
So Chris Taylor has, you know, a bunch more games, 19 more games or whatever. I can't math good. He has 21 more games, but he's striking out 36.1% of the time, Chris Taylor. And I love CT3, my second favorite Dodger behind Clayton Kershaw. But he's just that swing, when Taylor's off, that swing is just so loopy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you can just tell the massive undercut. I'm not going to say the L word because people get really upset about it, but you see it.
LA. You know, as long as he just keeps hitting some lofty fly balls to Juan Soto all day off the wall, I think we'll be good. Just, you know, pepper in a few triples for him each game, and we're fine there. But I don't know. That's the... Like you're saying, Dodger fans love to overreact. So this is the opportunity to exercise all opportunities to overreact. Bench Muncy for 3 days and bring up some other people to see what the hell happens. You don't need to, but why not?
Well, it's also context too, right? Because some people probably aren't very happy. And there's a lot of metrics that back up that Muncy's not very good at third base.
Yeah.
And then the day that Muncy has the game-ending error, Justin Turner makes an incredible play at third base defensively. So, like, the timing isn't great. And at some point, you got to stop worrying about optics. But also, it's just like it all happened within, like, an hour. Or, like 10 minutes. Yeah. I mean, Turner makes a great play, Muncy, and it's like, well, you guys should really DH Muncy.
We flash forward, you know, into September. We're not going to remember a damn bit of this. And that's the great part of it. I mean, I still look back at that horrible stretch late April, early May in 21 because it was so bad, the 5-15. And you look at that, if you just win two more games, guess what? You're two games better than the Giants were, and you win your ninth straight NL West. But these games matter. But we're not going to care too much about one Muncy box, as they said on the radio. That's what Rick Monday called it. Which, by the way, I love Rick Monday and his old-timey talk. He boxed the ball. Call it a muff in my day.
I say botched. I think botched is how we wrote about it. But, yeah, look, just a tough day. But, yeah, it's one game. It's the middle of May. The NOS is going to be very competitive. So I'm sure this will be the game, like the year when they let Kike pitch, where they lost to the Phillies. This will be the game that everyone's going to point to if they finish a game behind the Padres, the Giants. This will be the game. So in that sense, I think people will remember, but it's a lot of overreaction for the middle of May. And it's not like this team is a bad team or they're underperforming right now. Like, I think they're kind of performing where we thought they would be, considering where the starting rotation is at the moment. And that's my spiel on not freaking out. It's May 23rd, people. It's going to be okay.
But, I mean, isn't that the point of being a sports fan? Don't you freak out about every game, every play, every moment?
I would freak out if I was a team like the Phillies and we spent all of this money to sign all these names and we were underperforming year after year after year after year. Then, yeah, I probably would freak out. But there's been a nice sustained run of success in Los Angeles with Andrew Friedman and Friedman We Trust. T-shirts coming soon. Not going to freak out about this. And they still won 2 of 3.
Yeah.
If they had lost the series on that play, okay, maybe I'm a little saltier about it as a fan. But, you know, still had every chance to win that game. It just didn't work out. And that's baseball. That's how it goes. And he's going to get over it.
Maybe.
He's
Dodger fans won't.
He's going to bounce back.
he's absolutely going to bounce back. This is a guy who's done it and done it time and time again.
In a roaring stadium, their silence is deafening. 136 Israelis are still being held hostage by Hamas. Bring them home.
Sticking to a few of the comments here. Swellin' Sausage talking about Mikey Bush. Said he's supposed to be a batting champ. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be an elite bat at the big league level. What else you get from him? You know, we'll see. Nando390 says, bring up Bobby Miller already. I haven't looked at what Robert's numbers are like right now, but he's not, I wouldn't say he's... I mean, he's probably game ready, 100%. I don't think the Dodgers should start the clock on him right now.
Bruce Davis, what are your guys' thoughts on a Soto trade? I don't think they're going to trade for Juan Soto.
Breaking news.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't have a blue check mark because, you know, I just don't on Twitter.
Guys, go follow him on Twitter. He's almost to 200 followers.
It's going to be a big day. We're going to have a cake, streamers. It's going to be the whole deal.
He posts very little. He has only like 400 pictures in his camera reel.
I'm up to 730.
Up to 730, and that's because 300 of them are from helping out on Instagram.
The other 200 of them are screenshots of podcasts for timestamps. But it's a good, it's a solid gallery.
So it's just all work. It's all work stuff. Basically. Unless you,
I have.
I don't know.
I have interests
that raised intonation already. Just. Boom, lies. Well, I caught you in your lies, sir.
I have photos of food like the next person, you know, after I cooked it that no one wants like to see.
Like you humans like.
Look, guys, I'm the first person to melt cheese on a piece of toast and put avocado on it. Oh, my God. Looks delish. We've already gotten several fire Dave Roberts. I'm not going to.
Oh, you know what? I really want to
welcome.
I want to do an episode where we get all of us, me, Brooke, Doug. Even I want to get Gary on here too, and I want us to just have like a 3-hour stream, and we have to drink every time somebody does a Dave Roberts. But we're not going to tell anybody.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
Because
if
we do, then people just be like, fire Dave Roberts. But I just want to see how absolutely destroyed.
Okay, well, so this is my thing, and I think this happens a lot in college football. Fire the coach, and it's like, okay, who do you have as a replacement? Do you have a replacement in mind? No, just he's awful. Fire him. It's like, who is out there?
Dodger fans will always say like Mike Socha or something because.
Oh man, yeah. I think I can guess what year they were born in if they're pushing the button on Mike Socha. Although he was featured in the greatest Simpsons episode of all time, Homer at Bat.
Can we just talk about Homer at Bat?
We should just put it on the TV.
Put it on the TV.
We'll do a breakdown
we're
right now.
Watch.
It's called playing the percentages, Strawberry.
Give me good players. Living players. That one's for Brooke right there. Robert Baker says, ew, avocado. He eats that. White people.
I'm still paying the avocado tax, the premium. All the prices just went up. And I'm just going to keep buying. I have budgeted for avocado.
Listen,
my avocado budget is highly volatile.
Here, rich guy. 99 Cent Store has some pretty decent avocado. You get like a sack of avocados for like $5 or something. You guys remember back in the day when the 99 Cent Store
was
like
actually 99
shit
cents?
Cost 99 cents.
Yeah, the $5 like, footlong.
Now they just call it the 99. I think it's just 99 cent.
And up.
Yeah, well, that's always been there, but I think it's just called it's called the 99.
Nice rebrand. I would love to be in that whatever internship, whatever marketing group they paid like $70,000 for and had some like intern. He's like 21.
That think tank.
What if you guys called it the 99? It's like kind of ambiguous, but like kind of hipster and cool.
Hungry for apples. Linda is upset that we're having the Max Muncy conversation. Listen,
we got to talk about it.
Linda, we are going with the conversation, the national conversation or the local conversation that Dodger fans are having. If you don't want to talk about it, let us know what you want to talk about. We'll talk about what you want to talk about, Linda. I'm sure it's avocados.
Smart and final, another good avocado store. Bring back Joe Torre as coach. Don't think he's leaving his cushy job at Major League Baseball to come deal with this team.
Wait, did you say Torre?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, people, I think Victor R. was like, well, here, you see, you didn't have a replacement. Here's my replacement. It's Joe Torre, who's well past his.
But then that just leads us back to Don Mattingly, because, you know, he always has to prove his success.
They hire Jim Tracy again.
Oh, I love Jim Tracy. That was my guy right there.
Greedy little.
Katie gives us the inside scoop on avocados. I guess there are fruit stands on the way to San Jose, and they're like five for a dollar.
Wow.
The more you know.
Do they have good Yelp reviews?
Sure.
They're probably not listed businesses.
That's what you based your avocados on, your avocado purchases from booths on the side of the road. Chris asked, who would Doug trade for Juan Soto? I don't know. I didn't watch the video. But you can watch that on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TV. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. Really helps out the channel.
They would have to trade a lot.
Yeah,
to get Juan Soto. And yeah. I don't think they're going to do it.
No, it's not going to happen.
And I don't think the Nationals are interested.
Juan Soto is going to be a Yankee at some point in time. It's just already written into the ethos. Nando 390, Chase Utley as manager. I do like that. I would honestly, the next manager of this team is going to be Justin Turner. Thank you for mouthing it, because I forgot the name for a second. Justin Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard that chatter for a long time. Clayton Kershaw coming out and saying this year that he thinks Justin Turner is going to be a great manager one day. I don't know, has JT like come out and said, like, I'm going to be a manager after? Or is he just kind of like, there's just a lot of praise about the idea of him becoming a manager? Like,
Dave has said it the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, you know, Justin Turner, he's pretty much like all but kind of soft anointing him as the guy he wants to take over this team.
Those are pretty good references. Clayton Kershaw, Dave Roberts. I think Dave has many years left on this Dodgers team.
I thought we're still talking about Justin Turner. I did that thing where I wasn't listening. But Kershaw's going home. He's got like 6-7 more babies to make.
The off-air jokes that become on-air jokes.
Why do you think that SI joints keep going?
Yeah, I think, you know, close your ears for all those people in the stream that want them to fire Dave Roberts. Dave Roberts is going to be around for a while. I don't foresee him.
Oh, yeah, he should be here 10, 15 years, because why not?
I mean, it's kind of beneficial when your manager in your front office see to eye on things. That's solid. That's what you want on any sports team. And that's part of the reason they've been so successful.
Yeah, him and Brandon Gomes, Dodgers general manager. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the general manager that nobody talks about.
You guys remember that?
Yeah, Brandon Gomes. He's the general manager for the Dodgers.
Swollen Sausage has a bunch of avocados, so apparently if we go up there.
Dude, hook it up.
We were offered. It says, come up, I'll hook you up. I'm pretty sure that means we're going to be gutted.
Yeah, like, the name, the fact that like, the
you know.
Yeah, like Swellen pigs, because like, he makes sausage out of.
Like
yeah,
human sausage.
Yeah.
It's but, Soylent.
Is this like a Dexter analogous situation? I think, you know, I think if the fact that the name is Swollen Sausage gives me pause to meet this person, because it's kind of scary.
Kids, think of your usernames and think of your emails, because they're gonna follow you for the rest of your life unless you change and create a new one.
Also, 400 acres is plenty of space to bury dead bodies. So that's also kind of alarming.
Why do you know this?
I'm just guessing. If you could.
I know a guy who knows a guy who's a murderer. Ryan Moore says, I think you guys should announce a game sometime. FRG and Brooke in the booth. Eric on the field as the reporter. I'd pay to watch. So, boom, we got our OnlyFans plan locked in.
We'd have to go three-man booth. I know it's some people don't like the baseball. You got to get Doug in there. You guys could do a three-man booth.
I don't know. Doug would take off. It's like, hold on. Let me recount the last five pitches.
I think you guys would do a good job. I think it could work.
We love some Doug. Keep an eye out for a new designated Twitter this week, by the way. Dodger game 10-0, apparently. Is that where we're at right now? Oof. We need one of those, because why not? You had mentioned it earlier. I wanted to get to this before we leave at some point in time.
We're leaving already?
I mean, at some point in time. I'm having a great time. We got like, you know.
Let's do a three-hour mega stream. Come on.
God, dude, I've done those. They're just, it's not fun. It's not a good time.
All right, well, let's get to 2 hours and see how we feel.
You know, one of the things I'm annoyed about is if Doug was here, people would be so mad at the lack of drinking his beer. Yet, here you are, babysitting.
Oh, I'll be solid. No. Well, I don't want to finish. So here's my thing. I'm always nervous I'm going to have cotton mouth when I'm recording, which I don't right now. But I don't want to have dry mouth, and you hear the... So I want to make sure I had something to drink. And so I'm nursing my beer to make sure I have it to keep my mouth moist.
Here I'm already
moist.
Like a third of the way through my 805 after finishing my, what'd you call it? Movad? My Movon.
What did we call that?
Monster Vodka. So I think it's a Movad.
A Movada?
That's a Movad.
Movada seems like a copyright infringement. Anyway, I worked for a beer
just
company for many years.
Beer.
I'll be fine. No, just I'm going to defend my honor here because no one else is here to defend my honor. Normally, I'd be safe. I'd be sitting over there away from your accusing eyes. You'd have no idea how much beer is in my can. Yeah.
People are arguing about Micheladas, by the way. Where are you on the Michelada front, I guess?
My Michelada stance?
Yeah.
All right. Well, make sure to timestamp this because this is a hot take.
We are 44 minutes and 40 seconds into me pushing the live button.
I think Micheladas are... kind of overrated. I think there are some really good Micheladas.
It's a money take.
They're kind of overrated. Like this, it became this phenomenon, and people, if you like Micheladas, that's fine. It's just not for me. You know, I don't really want tomato juice in my beer. Bloody Mary, I'm good with. Morning Bloody Mary.
No,
but the Michelada
the
thing,
Bloody
those canned like, Micheladas are brutal.
Oh yeah, big time.
Brutal.
That and like Clamato stuff.
If you're going to go to a bar and get like a, if they make their own Michelada mix, I'm in. But I don't want the canned 9% jet fuel Michelada. Like just not what I'm looking for.
Okay, so like on Bloody Marys, that's also just a netty no-no for me. Because
Simpsons reference.
Yes. At what point does it stop becoming booze and start becoming wet food? Just wet boozy-ish food.
Yeah, I mean the Bloody Mary thing became a food item. Like there's everyone sees it on Instagram like, "Oh, they put a cheeseburger inside the Bloody Mary." It's like that's not a Bloody Mary. Like that's just a shtick that they're doing. Like if you want to throw a thing of bacon in there, some celery, maybe an olive, maybe two olives, maybe a garlic olive, fine. But stop putting hot wings in Bloody Marys.
Just give me the bacon. I'm good.
Yeah. Man, the nice rigid bacon that's like perfectly cooked. Well, have you ever been to a place where they don't firmly cook the bacon and they stick in the Bloody Mary and it gets soggy?
We call
have
it
you
well
had that?
Done or crispy. Not, what'd you call it?
Rigid. Rigid bacon.
Would you call it veiny bacon?
I'm a bacon truther, right? Do you want to talk about the rotation at all or any baseball? I think we did an avocado
I don't know.
Ad.
Like you said you wanted to keep on going, and then I accused you of not drinking your beer.
That did derail us.
So anyway,
welcome back.
Welcome back to baseball. A little bit of national baseball. Our boy, our friend John Boy, he tweeted last night I think that he's kind of mad and he's kind of over teams using. Position players pitching. This is what I'm doing my eyes in right now. I get it. I think we're seeing a lot. His reasoning, I would say, is just, but I do not think that so many position players pitching right now relates to teams tanking. But it does feel like we're getting a lot of position players pitching. And maybe it's because in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, it went from Theo Albert to another Hall of Famer in Yadi Molina trying his best. But do you have any takes? Do you have any spicy Michelada takes on position players pitching? Does it upset you in any way?
No. If you don't want the other team to throw their position player, be better and keep the game closer so they don't have to embarrass you by putting a position player on. It's like the Gabe Kapler thing with like unwritten rules of baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry, be better. Like, you're down. The Giants were down 13-2 on a Sunday night baseball game. So the Cardinals put Albert Pujols on the mound. Like, there's a lot of things to get mad about in this day and age of baseball. There's a lot of things the way this league could be better. Mm-hmm. And this is not very high up on my list for things we need to address or things that anyone really, really cares about. Although I think John Boy, he is a baseball expert. And I respect the guy, but I disagree with the take.
Yeah.
Like, this is the wrong thing to do to get off my lawn about. This is the wrong thing to be concerned about.
I mean, anybody's going to have a take. They're going to have a take that's coming at the wrong time or the right time, and somebody is going to be really on board with what he's saying, and the other, you know, quarter people are going to be really off board with what he's saying. That's just the that's how it goes when you hear anybody. You know, you have less than 200 followers. You don't understand the stature that comes with hot takes.
John Boy lost more followers with that tweet than I have.
That sounds about right.
Like, no doubt.
I really hope you're not counting his followers.
No, I'm not tracking. I don't have a spreadsheet. Was it last round table we talked about which position player we wanted to see hit?
Yeah.
Or see pitch?
Yeah.
You should guys check that out on the YouTube channel. It's on the round table tab on the stream. It's awesome. It's its own playlist. You should check it out.
Subscribe, hit that thumbs up and notification
Kaboom.
Bell.
Boom. Fresh one coming out on Wednesday afternoon.
Doug hosting this week again, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, we got a Doug episode. My take on the position players pitching, I don't really have a take. My thing is I don't like them just coming in like we see all too often now. I understand the why. These are not dudes trained to pitch off the mound every day. So you don't want to risk injury with these multi-million dollar players. But I don't like them coming in and just throwing a lob. But hey, we got a beer. Lobbing in the 60-mile-an-hour, you know, meatball. That bothers me. You know what I like? I like Drew Butera coming in and throwing 94, gassing up some bitches. That's fun. Like, dudes coming in who can't. I want to see Alex Verdugo pitch because he can go up there and have a good time. People who used to pitch when they were kids who can gas it and know, like, drop and drive and know how to, like, actually throw. Have some fun with it. Not we're just trying to get through the game because we legally have to get through so many innings.
Yeah, I don't totally agree with you, but I see where you're coming from. And it is much more fun when the guy's trying to throw higher velocity strikes for a position player. My mother, Sheree Yulo, loved the synchronous Simpsons lines. I can vouch for Eric's avo consumption. Shout out. Thanks, Mom.
Speaking of,
one of my 198 followers.
Speaking of high velocity, Craig Osterberg says, let Cody pitch. Cause
I get it. Cause he smokes weed.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be so cush if they did.
Dodgers are on a road trip before they come back to LA next Monday. We are not going to be here next Monday, by the way, because it is Memorial Day. And, that would be, wrong and immoral for us to be working on Memorial Day. We got to drink and remember those who have given their lives for us to drink. But the Dodgers will be on the road. We got two more in Washington as of this recording, or two more and like three outs as of this moment. We got happening right now because there's two in Washington and then three in Arizona. Hopefully they're able to beat up on the show snakes, as our friend of the show, Jerry Harrison, would call them. But what do you think? Let's have some fun with a what's the record going to be by the time we go back live? Well, how are they going to get? We know we got a win right here. Next five games. What's the win loss? Predictions, baby.
I'm going to say 3 wins, 2 losses. I just feel another weird, funky trip out to Arizona coming.
Yeah,
those just happened there, and they're a decent team. I think it's 3-2. I'm excited. It's apparently Clayton Kershaw's going to throw a bullpen or try to play catch. You know, I love my guy.
Because he left the team.
He left the team to go back to Texas. My favorite Dodger of all time, for what it's worth. You know it's bad when the update is he's attempting to try to play catch. That's like the, ugh.
Yeah, you feel good that it's not an arm thing, but back thing ain't no better.
No, I mean, just he's had back stuff in the past. So I to get it all back, I think they go 3-2. I think they'll win 2 or 3 against the Nationals, though.
By the way, updates from the stream here. Dave'd and did not let Tyler Anderson go for the complete game shutout because that's what Dave do. I don't know how many pitches he has. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he could have done it.
So what did Buehler say to him? Did Buehler just like corner him at like the 8th inning of Arizona?
No, he
just
avoided him. You didn't see him. He completely avoided him. He like went straight down into the clubhouse.
Oh, yeah.
He did the bayou.
Yeah,
he
Sportsnet
right
was
him.
All about it. They're like, you know what? If you don't slow down for the cop, you can't get the ticket. I appreciate that.
Just go faster, kids.
Yeah, worked out for OJ.
Over 100 pitches. So that makes sense because right now you also really can't be losing any more starters.
Dude, Tyler Anderson is worth his weight in gold right now, the way the starting rotation
remember that,
is.
That, I specifically remember you when they signed him. They're like, why are they getting this old washed up piece of shit? That was verbatim what Eric Yulo said.
That's not what I said.
And it's on the internet now.
Are you trying to make radio takes right now?
Yeah. Why
not? All right. Yeah, no, that's what I mean, said.
Listen, it proved that once again, Andrew Friedman knows what the hell he's doing.
And Brandon Gomes.
And the rest. But Phil Bickford coming in to close the game. Because, you know,
why
not?
The pride.
Love that kid.
Of Ventura.
How was that dude a number one pick in the past? Like a first round pick.
Bickford?
Mm-hmm. Giants.
So I never saw, until your video at spring training, I never saw how he walks. He walks like a dinosaur.
He's a weird dude.
Like, he's not those guys you're like, man, that's an athlete. And maybe he probably was an incredible basketball player at Oaks Christian. I don't know. But you look at him walk and you're like, yeah, I think pitching's probably the only thing you could do. But he's been great. I like Bickford.
Yeah, he's my guy. He's got the show hair.
That's what makes him. He's got the 805 connection.
See, that's why you're a good pitcher now. You got the show hair.
Not a good pitcher. My walks per nine is brutal during office baseball. But how do you think that the rest of the schedule is going to shake out on the road trip?
Well, I also saw a 4-1 on here. I don't know who said it, but it's the tough part about having two different mices to be able to. Mike says 4-1. I think a 4-1 is decent. I think they find a way to lose a game here, but I think they end up finding a way to sweep in Arizona.
Ooh,
yeah,
back to back sweeps.
Because why not?
Yeah, I would love to be wrong.
They play well in Arizona.
I know. It's just strange things happen with that team.
And there's going to be, I think, a group outing over there, too. Isn't our friend Albert with Beast Mode LA, I think they're having like a group outing to Arizona this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
Very nice. Yeah. I've heard those are a great time.
Yeah,
it looks like a really good time.
We're going to try to go...
San Diego?
No, I think we're trying to line up the San Francisco one, but if not that one, it's going to be the San Diego. But we do got to get out to a game. You know, next time, you should try to get us some free seats or something like this. Well, you take the office to a ball game.
Okay,
have a good time.
So good time. Thank you for bringing that in. So I had 4 free tickets from a
close. Oh, wait. Is this gaslighting? Is this gaslighting? I don't know what these kids mean.
No, gaslighting would be me ignoring your point and then just keep talking. Do you want me to keep talking? Or you just want to stare at me?
Go ahead.
You were.
Go ahead. Because I already have my answer.
Yes, the Grand Torino Grand Torino Clint is coming.
I
had 4 free tickets, field level, behind home plate, asked all these guys to go. It would have been a nice group outing. None of them wanted to go. I went to the game by myself. That's the scene. That's why that joke's funny.
But he also didn't use those tickets to himself.
Someone else used them, for the record.
In my defense, I am old and fat and lazy and tired.
Those are some challenges. Okay,
I was dead that day. It was a good time though. Wait, I think we won. That was a doubleheader day.
Oh, yeah, that was the night game.
Been a bad day.
Edwin Rios hit a 3-run bomb.
I mean,
Freddie Freeman had 3 doubles. I mean, it was a great game. My my first beer cost more than my seat, which that's when you know it's the second game of doubleheader, folks. The tickets are cheaper. The beer is the same price.
Yep, that's how baseball works. They get you with the beer prices, but. I made it through mine. Eric did not through his. I think he still got half of it. But we thank you guys for making it through a show. Look at that. Your first time pinch hitting. I think it went well enough.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, Coach. Really appreciate it. Yeah, I just want to build on this.
Not even going to send you to the minors after this either, you know.
I appreciate
that. Not going to Ryan Pepio you.
I just want to be out here and compete. I want to come out here and be a competitor.
I liked your compete. I liked your fingers.
Thank you. no, but actually, you know, thank you for letting me pinch hit. And, you know, you guys will have Brooke back next week for those of you that loathe me. For those of you who don't loathe me, there'll be another 3-up, 3-down coming this week. That's also on our YouTube channel. I see what you did there.
It's another inside joke. Guys, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We're going to see you next Tuesday. I haven't been able to say that in a while, so I do enjoy that. But we will be off next Monday. Until then, find us on the internet at DodgersNation.com. Do subscribe to our YouTube channel. That means the most to us. We appreciate you guys for helping us get to 45,000 this week. So me and Eric and Brooke and Doug are going to party hardy and celebrate, possibly. Subscribe to Blue Heaven on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, everywhere your podcasts are available for free. We're there. If you can leave a review, if you could rate us there, that would mean all of the worlds to to us and more. I am RealFRG on Twitter and Instagram. That guy is at EELAU on Twitter and Instagram. So follow him. Follow us at Dodgers Nation on Twitter, at Dodgers Nation on the Instagram. I think we have a TikTok. We don't do much there. So follow us on all the spots. And
there's a Blue Heaven Twitter, too. Did you list that one off already? Did you give me that look because you already did?
No, I did not. And okay. I usually don't.
But, all right, never mind. Not going to promo that.
Blue Heaven Pod.
There you go.
Follow us, because why not?
Bye, guys. Channel. Goodbye.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.